Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back. We're back, Gordo. Yell it.
McFarland!
We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park. Yes, Tom. Real World Tom. What do you got?
McFarland!
Still one of the best producers when it comes to this.
Wait,
still
why
one of the best.
Real World Tom. Why Real World?
Because he's out of college. He graduated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was college Tom.
And his gift, you know what his gift is?
Getting
graduation
to yell McFarland.
Gift. He gets to yell at McFarland, and also I am delivering him some salsa.
Hey!
All right. So we got a lot to get to. We are, as we said, the aforementioned Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. And if you ever had any doubt why I have a tattoo on my arm that says baseball isn't boring, then you should go back and watch what transpired at Fenway Park yesterday. And I'm not being fanboy. I'm not being, oh my good, recency bias, whatever it is. I'm not going to be that person. The fact of the matter is that anybody who was at that game, anybody who's watching that game, no, I'm going to say at that game, because watching it, you didn't get the whole vibe. The Fenway Park vibe on Friday night is always better, right, Gordo? Right, it's always good. We knew it was coming. Right, it's pour your beer in your face. The demographic lowers by like 20 years. It's just how it is. So you knew the crowd was going to be good. The Yankees are in town. You knew that was going to be good. You knew Garrett Crochet was going to amp things up. Then he has that sort of outing. Then you're up 1-0. Then you get to the 8th inning, and let's take it from there, Gordo. All right, you ready?
Tell me about what it was like when Crochet came back out to the mound.
So let me just lead up to this, okay? And again, anybody who wants to join this conversation, 617-779-7937, we got a lot to get to, including evidently when I go on the Jones and Keefe show and state the obvious, everybody gets, you know, all riled up about it. We're going to talk about that. The obvious is obviously roster maneuvering when Roman Anthony, when the rubber meets the road, when Will Urbrea comes back in San Francisco. Anyway, I want to go back. I want to talk about, before we get into the state of the team, the Devers stuff, the Anthony stuff, whatever it is, let's take a beat, Gordo, and let's appreciate what happened. So you ask, I will answer. 8th inning, you're 1-0. You have Garrett Crochet getting through the eighth inning with 5 pitches. So he lands at 94 pitches, I think it was.
96.
96, I'm sorry. 96 pitches. The Red Sox, what really kind of hurt, I think, was the Red Sox have a long home half of the 8th. Because as you get to literally 2 outs in that inning, nobody warming up, Gordo.
And also, Boone made a pitching change in that inning, too. He started
made a pitching show. It was yes, he did.
Okay.
And it starts dragging out, but nobody. This is a very, very telling thing that in 2 outs in that inning, nobody's warming up. Nobody is warming up. That to me is Alex Cora setting the message, saying, "Hey, not only am I tipping my hand in terms of what I'm doing, I'm saying everybody, deal with it, man. Garrett Crochet is coming out. We're not even warming up. We don't even have a safety net. But the inning goes on. Now you have to sort of, okay, this is getting a little uncomfortable because the inning's dragging out. You got to finally get Chapman up. Okay, fine. But then, even then, you know Crochet is coming back out. So in between innings, why you have the commercials, why people are paying the bills on radio and TV and everything else, we're at the park. And you get, and there's a ton of people there. Nobody went home. So you have this feeling, this vibe of everyone's waiting, just looking at the Red Sox dugout. What is going to happen? And then here comes Crochet. And it was incredible. I'm like, the crowd's reaction was nutty. It was nutty. I mean, for a June game, Crochet comes out in the ninth. Here he comes. He goes out to the mound. Here we go. You know what he's facing. Not only facing the first time in his life, I'm sorry, not in his life, but in the, as a professional baseball player, pitching in the ninth inning. Not only that, but you have, after Ben Rice, you have the Aaron Judge showdown. Aaron Judge, who he has struck out the previous six times. Aaron Judge, who is the best hitter in all of baseball, with all due respect to Shohei Ohtani and everybody else. So you have Aaron Judge sitting there as his second batter.
Rob, it felt like in the moment, And especially reading about from the tweets from the people who were at the game, it felt like it won. You know how when a pitcher's carrying a no-hitter into the ninth inning and the broadcast leaves it there? It felt like in a 1-0 game with Crochet coming back out to the mound against the Yankees, with Judge coming up, in that situation where you know cinema is on your doorstep, it kind of hurt me. And I get why they had to do it, but it hurt me to not be able to watch that on TV.
All right, Pat from Playtest, yell McFarlane.
McFarlane.
Right, that's attaboy.
That was a grizzled McFarlane.
That was
grizzled.
I had 12 Bud Lights last night.
That was
McFarlane.
A veteran.
But you know what? There's no better way to soothe the larynx than a good cup of salsa. Anyway, we'll deal with that later. All right. You're right. It felt like that no-hitter vibe, right? Yeah. That's how it felt. But even more, I think the anticipation of, is Crochet coming out of the dugout? Oh, here he comes. Then you have Ben Rice, goes through him, whatever. We all knew that was going to happen. Yeah. Everybody knew that was going to happen. But now you're sitting at, 100 pitches with Aaron Judge up. And Aaron Judge, as we said, struck out the last six times. Aaron Judge, the best hitter in baseball. And Garrett Crochet sitting there, and all of a sudden throwing 100. The hardest that he has thrown. He hasn't thrown 100 since February in a live BP session at City of Palms Park, right?
City of Palms, that's a throwback.
I'm in City of Palms.
JetBlue.
Sorry, JetBlue.
I like City of Palms.
Yeah, that's great.
Good ballpark.
That's great. So you have this moment with Garrett Crochet. He faces Judge. Now he's pumping in 100. He throws, I think the second pitch was a cutter. After that, it's all fastballs. Against the best fastball hitter, not even close, in all of baseball. Stats bear that out. But you're pumping him in. You're saying, hey, I'm going to go at him. That's my best pitch. Let's go. And I'm throwing it better than ever. I'm throwing it at 100.
And you haven't touched it.
And you've struck out on it six times. Okay, let's go. Then you get to 3-2. And I'm telling you, I mean, this is another thing about this game last night, that nobody left. Like, nobody left. This wasn't like, and it was a quick game, so that helped. But nobody left. So everybody is like, what a moment this is. And then he throws that 100.6 mile an hour. I'm sorry, it was just under 100, that last pitch, that fastball. But as Alex Cora said, just low enough. The only time that he hadn't elevated the fastball, he does it. And it comes right into the bat path of Aaron Judge. And just this moment where Garrett Crochet throws his pitch and this, oh, the ultimate sad trombone of 400, what was it, 60 what feet? What was it? How far was it?
It was 450.
It was a long way.
Something like that.
But it was just this. Boom. And it was because what was great about it, for the drama of it all, was that this wasn't, oh, I wonder if that's going to get out. Oh, that's, you know, that's just, that's plopped around the pole, whatever. This was, yeah, I'm Aaron Judge, and I'm going to change the narrative, and I'm going to change the course of this game by hitting a ball a mile. And that's exactly what it did. The best hitter in baseball does what he does best, which is hit home runs against one of the best pitchers in baseball that had led up to all of this. My point is, fellas, that this, all of that, after that 1-1, it was almost like something's going to happen. A team's going to win or lose. But really, this moment is what we're going to remember. I mean, with all due respect to Carlos Narvaez's walk-off, that moment, 5 years from now, we'll still be talking about that. I mean, I think
you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I've heard people, and so I saw people on social media who are outside of Boston, who are in the baseball world, and there's like, no, that was the best moment of the season. That was it.
It might have been that entire inning. I'm just pacing back and forth because I so badly want Crochet to finish this thing off against the Yankees, not just a shutout, but a 1-0 shutout. And when Judge hit that ball, the second it touched his bat, I fell to my knees.
I know. I saw that. That was weird.
On my knees.
That was weird.
Why is it weird? It's passion.
Pat, what do you got?
No, it was the closest thing we've had in years to a postseason moment. That's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah, the crowd, it was the moment, the Yankees. And this, like, we've always said this, and this isn't just me. I've heard players say this. I've heard everybody who was there say this. The best Fenway Park crowd in the history of Fenway Park was that wild card game against the Yankees in 2021.
You're not wrong at all.
It was a confluence of the Yankees. It was as we talked about demographic, back then, that season, everything had changed to the guy in the center field pouring beer on his face. The demographic had significantly lowered because they were giving away $9 tickets.
Yeah, and that nines, they went nuts.
Right, and that carried over to the playoffs. That was not like the blue blood playoff crowd. And then you have the Yankees. And then you have the built-in Game 7, the winner-take-all. That crowd was not even a question, the best crowd the Fenway Park has ever seen. And then you go to yesterday, I'm not saying that crowd was the same, but for a June game, for a team that was two games under 500, that's about as good as you're going to get. And that's what I come back to. I'm like, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't like because the show's name Baseball Isn't Boring. This isn't because I have the tattoo on my arm. This isn't because you could go listen to the podcast every single day, Baseball Isn't Boring. There's not any of that. It's because this was everything. If I'm going to go up and explain why baseball is not boring, I am going to give exactly what I just said. I'm going to deliver that in a much more succinct form than I just did to whoever wants to listen. That's it.
And you just delivered it without even talking about how the game was eventually won for the home crowd.
Yes.
Like you talked about the moment of the game, and it wasn't even the walk-off RBI monster shot from Carlos.
No, because here's the thing, and I don't know if you guys agree. The Narvaez story is great, and we can talk about that. It's, and once again, against his old team, the team that gave up on him, the team that traded him away.
Which also there was an element of that in the wild card game too with Whitlock.
Right, exactly.
It's great. It's cinema.
Good job by you. But Narvaez, he's this rookie, this guy who's been one of the better stories of the year, and he delivers. He delivers. Like, this isn't just, hey, you have nobody out. You had no room for interpretation there. You had two outs. One of your top prospects has struck out. It was that was the sad trombone. Like everyone was like, oh yeah, Marcelo Meyer. It's going to be a great Marcelo Meyer moment. And then, welcome to the major leagues, Marcelo. I mean, it just happens. But then here comes Narvaez. He has that moment. But here's the difference. If I'm going to power rank, and you guys know I love a good power rank.
Right? Oh yeah,
we love it. If I'm going to power rank these things, the memorable moments from last night, I'm sorry, man. The Narvaez isn't number one because we've seen seven of those this year. Seven walk-offs at Fenway Park. So we've seen them, and it's great, you know. And the only difference now is that when Wally came out with the flag, it was green and white. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you at all. The judge moment, like as much as it killed me, that was one of the moments of the season in all of baseball,
great.
Not
it's
just the
great.
Rivalry.
It's
like all across the league.
It's just great, man. And it's just like because the height of heights for both of those players, for two of the best players in baseball, they were at the height of heights. You had the pitcher who was pitching in the ninth inning for the first time, the pitcher who was dominating, the pitcher who had struck out the best hitter in baseball six straight times, and then the hitter who just does something which, you know, you just don't see, which is not only hit a home run, but, oh, yeah, you know, 3-2. Okay, it's time for me to sort of tell my story here. Boom. I mean, like that, you don't see moonshots like that just anytime. Forget about those moments. That's crazy. That was awesome. All right. So anyway, that's just one to rant about that. You guys good?
That was one of the moments of the year. I'm glad the Red Sox won the game anyway. But wow, that moment will not be forgotten. I saw a lot of people saying, oh, meaningless homer. I guess you could say that.
Another thing, guys, too, is that on social media, and I know that Cora sort of addressed this after the game, saying that he goes, how many people in this room? Well, add 36,000. Everybody believed that Crochet should have come out for the ninth inning, right? Yeah. Everyone believed, right? Yeah. But not on social media.
Well, because everyone acts with hindsight on social media.
It's stupid.
If Chapman comes in that situation and he lets it up, then everyone's saying, "Well, Crochet was at 96 pitches and dominating. Why is he get pulled?"
Yeah,
that's what will happen with every single 50-50 call.
It's a great segue into how fans react, how fans like expect and want drama, how fans expect and want the height of heights when it comes to conversation. In that case, if he took out Crochet, some fans would have felt robbed. They would have felt robbed that they were not allowed to have that moment.
Even if they won.
Right, exactly. They would be like, can you believe he took Chapman out? No, I wanted that because it would have been, oh, you're just being safe. Enough of the safety. We want the moments. Yep. We want the signature things. And Cora totally played into that. I mean, like I said, not warming up Chapman to the very last minute, to me, that was like he knew what this was all about.
Yep.
So the fans, they're like, don't rob us from that moment. And then I'll go this is a segue. The thing about Roman Anthony, when I had the gall this week on Thursday to suggest that Roman Anthony could possibly be sent to the minors, people's like, what? It's crazy. No way. No, and a huge, huge part of that, instead of just looking at the facts, a huge part of that was, don't rob us of this. We're enjoying this. Like, I don't care if he, what is he, one for what?
15, I think.
Yeah, I don't care if he's one for 15. Like, he represents, like, the new. He represents what the 497-foot home run that is just around the corner. And maybe he does. But when the reaction to that statement, my statement was like, hey, listen, let's just keep this on the radar because it could be a reality. The reaction to that was exactly what I've been talking about. Don't rob us of that moment. Don't rob us of this joy. Don't rob us of this fun that we're having in the middle of the year. Am I wrong?
No, you're totally right. I think the big thing, too, is with Roman, there was such an energy shift when Roman came out. Like, this team has energy now. There's urgency they hadn't had.
The fan base, yeah.
He's not even hitting yet. In the fan base, the team, there's just an energy to it. You got to keep rolling with it. And it's all about the moment. They want the moment. They want Roman up here. They want the excitement to keep on rolling. And that's the thing, is if you send him back down, the fan base is not.
But you, I mean, you, well. But here's
and the clubhouse too.
Let's not go overboard here. Like, Marcel Amar got called up and they lost what, their first four games or something with them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, and they've lost a couple games with Roman on the team as well. Like, I think Roman's a great player. I think Marcel's a great player. I think that, you know, there's certainly a case to just ride him, keep riding him no matter what, and say, we're going to go this way. And I do think, and maybe this isn't reality, but when I walked into that clubhouse yesterday and I saw his locker had been put between Duran and Bregman, for me, and I know that Cora said, oh, Tommy McLaughlin, he's going to put it, whatever, just ask him. There's no rhyme or reason. But to me.
You believe that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, to me, because you don't know, like Roman had like one of these sort of portable lockers in the middle, which our guy Alcala has now. Is that how you say his name?
Hip Jorge.
Yeah. So he has that now. But they moved him there to this permanent locker next, in between Duran and Bregman. To me, it says something. To me, it says something that he was in the lineup yesterday, which I said, everyone's getting all twisted about how do you get them in the lineup. Well, don't just focus on these two positions. You have Duran, you have Campbell, you have a lot of ways to do this.
People are going wrong by focusing on Ref Snyder and Romy, who should be in there every single time against lefty. It doesn't mean that Roman should be out every time against the lefty.
Yeah, we'll get to that because, I mean, that's another thing that bugged me. And I mentioned it on Jones and Keefe. I'm like, facts are facts, man. Both those guys are hitting over 950 OPS against lefties. The Red Sox this month have the best numbers against lefties of any team in baseball, not even close.
Because of them.
Because of them. So what are we doing? What are we doing? This is the only show where you are actually going to get the facts, the reality, the conversation, and anybody else who disagrees with us, you know what it is. It's their prerogative to be wrong, but we welcome it anyway. Call 617-779-7937. Our guy, Tom.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's try. Nothing's changed. Has anything changed, fellas? Has anything changed?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me set the scene. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. We are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during Great American Sales Event. Gordo, Pat, both of Play Tessie podcast with us here. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. So I said, has anything changed? That was the premise of my argument. And I'm not saying that Roman Anthony is going to get sent down. Let's not get this twisted. But I'm just saying it is remains a very complicated situation. And really, you got another 5-6 days to figure this out. And I understand the great game of baseball. It always figures itself out. And sometimes, you know what? It doesn't. All right. So what has changed, Gordo?
Roman Anthony is here. That's what's changed.
Yeah. And like I said, you don't want to be robbed of that. You don't want to be you don't want to have that taken away. You don't want to have it taken away. Just be honest.
No, that's I mean, that's part of it. But
No, it's all of it.
No, it's not all of it.
Okay.
You've got Roman Anthony.
What if Roman Anthony does a Jackson Holiday and goes 1-for-30-something?
Well, then we can talk when he's 1-for-30-something.
Okay, well, he's what? 1-for-what?
15?
1-for-15.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say, you know, he may go off. He might hit a million home runs in the next couple days. Let's say that he doesn't. Let's say he struggles. Let's say that he doesn't put the best version of himself, and which is frustrating. I get it, because right around the corner, there's going to be that 497-foot home run. That's how it feels. Watching the kid, it feels different. I am totally on board with that. But still, if he doesn't produce, and you do put Will Abreu back, you have to put him back on the roster. They're still in the same spot. They're still, like, tell me. Okay, you want to keep Roman Anthony up. You're saying, no chance. I don't want to send him down. Believe me, I don't. Tell me the scenario then.
I'll give you two scenarios that I would roll with.
All right.
That I would play the outfield with your three best outfielders, which are Duran, Anthony, and Abreu, and I would either make Sadon a rover utility man who can play the infield, play the outfield, whatever. You can rotate days off. You know, they said they wanted to get more days off for Jaron Duran this year. Last night was his first since April.
Okay.
So, and obviously, William.
I'm on board with, by the way, that scenario. Okay.
The other option I would choose over sending Anthony down this fast would be to make Sadon Rafaela, who's hit the ball better lately. I'd put him at second base. And Christian Campbell, I believe in him both short-term and long-term. He's going to turn it around this year, and he's going to be a really good player. And honestly, that turnaround has already started. But the at-bats, they don't look quite the same as they did in April still, even though the numbers are
there. So you're basically agreeing with me.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a conversation. If by the time Willier's back and Roman is still, like you said, pulling a Jackson Holiday, it's a conversation. But until that happens, you have to let it ride. You have to roll with Roman.
Question for you guys.
Pat, I respect you. You have a medical degree. The only person in here who has a medical degree.
Doctor.
At 2 o'clock, whoever walks in that door might have a medical degree. We don't know. Mystery guest. All right?
Yeah, he won't tell us.
MVP, part of the MVP, one of the MVPs of the Red Sox season is coming in at 2 o'clock. But, Pat, all right, you got to roll with Anthony. Fine. That's great. How do you do it?
Sadon is great in center field, and he's had decent at-bats. I think you kind of have to just go with a different outfield lineup every day. You got to play the matchups. Jaron Duran has not been that great against lefties this year. You play Sadon in center
field. Oh, you have 15 outfielders. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. And then Sadon might see some.
Okay, how do you free up the spot in the roster?
You probably send Campbell down.
Or you can,
well, if you send Campbell down, you can play Rafael at second. Anyway.
Send David Hamilton.
All right, you guys basically didn't do anything for me. You didn't. You said exactly what I said.
Well, I'm giving you what I was giving you. I called into radio last week, and this was, 2 days before Willier Abreu went on the IL and Roman Anthony got called up. I'm giving you the exact same scenario that I gave you.
The only difference is that you are so dug in, like a lot of people responding to that soundbite that I had, so dug in on there's no possibility of Roman Anthony, of introducing Roman Anthony going back to the minors.
I'm not saying there's no possibility. He's 1-for-15. He doesn't look 1-for-15 up there.
No, I'm totally with you. But it's just you're kind of making my point, which is I understand how people feel. They do not want this to happen. And I honestly don't think it'll happen. I think the Red Sox don't want it to happen. I don't. I think they want him to be here. I think they want him to be here for the rest of the season.
Why they put his locker where they did.
Maybe. But my point is that, like, you can't just say, I want this to happen, so it's going to happen.
That's not what we're saying. I genuinely sit here right now believing that Roman Anthony is a better hitter than the guys you're putting out there. Sadon Rafaela.
That's fine. But they're not sending Sadon Rafaela down.
They shouldn't.
You know, and if anyone who wants to introduce David Hamilton into the equation, well, you know, it's, you know, that's probably not going to happen either.
What's not going to happen?
Of sending him out.
You don't think they would send David Hamilton down?
No, because I think that it's no, I don't.
Because think about it, Rob. If
Willier
came back and the idea was that Sadon was going to play the infield, in theory, you have the flexibility to send the infielder David Hamilton down.
Yeah, and who's the backup shortstop?
Rafaela.
Maybe.
In that scenario. The biggest
thing is that you have to accept that Rafael is going to play shortstop, much like you guys have to accept.
Or Meyer. Meyer, too.
Much like that's true. That is true. I mea culpa. Much like you have to accept that whoever's walking through that door at 2 o'clock is just going to blow your mind. All right. So you're going to blow in our mind.
Is it Tessie?
Jeff in Watertown. Jeff, thanks for hanging on so long, man. Always great to hear from you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, Brad Poe, I'm with you. I think if he continues and they send Anthony down, it's going to be for a short time anyway. We're a month away from a trade deadline. I think, you know, I've been saying this for a year and a half. They got to call the herd. They got to make some decisions. Whatever is short term is fine with me. I'm glad he's got the experience. But to me, you touched on it. The memory of this season, I think, is going to be the way the crowd reacted in the ninth inning last night. Because to me, we've been starving for a star. We've been starving for somebody to rally behind. We've made, we have that ace. We have that person. I just think the way the crowd reacted, it just created this sense of a community between the fans and that player. And I just love that. I mean, I actually thought they were going to bring him out, have him face, the one hitter in the ninth, and then bring somebody in to face Judge, which I wouldn't.
Oh, no, they can't do that. They can't.
Can you imagine the uproar?
Jeff, like even I was saying to Ian Brown, who was sitting next to me, I was like, I think what might happen is that he might let him face Judge and then bring Chapman in to face Bellinger for the one. But he had also dominated Bellinger too. But yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
But I'm a law of averages guy. Like I mean, to me, like we're now winning those one-run games that we were losing at the beginning of the year, and so I feel like when you've struck out a guy six straight times, I get nervous. No matter how good you are. Yeah, the law of averages is going to swing the other way, but I'm not killing him for that either. I mean, I loved it. I mean, like you said, it was. But to me, just the way the crowd reacted. Mm. But the other part of it is, the win really just you needed that. I mean, how many times this year did we see comebacks and then fall short? And the idea that again, it's a guy that we got from the Yankees. I mean, the Yankee Red Sox rivalry is different. It's just everything about it is different. I mean, I still gloat over the fact that Jacoby Ellsbury went to the Yankees and did nothing, for $142 million, whatever they paid him. Like, it's just different, So I just love the fact that it was a former Yankee that came back and won it for us. But to me, the memory and the thing I'll remember, I think, for this season is just the way the crowd reacted to Crochet coming out.
Yeah, and Jeff also, Alex Cora said that. I mean, after the game, he said, usually these games, you get a ton of Yankees fans. It's almost 50-50. It wasn't mm-hmm. that case. And I do think a big part of that was the Crochet factor. I do. I mean, I think anytime that any team, any player, anyone who wants to do the five aces thing or not understand the importance of that guy, of having the guy where you say, I got the Crochet ticket, I got the Skeens ticket, whatever it is, yep. Let's go back to last night, the importance of that. The best, your rival, one of the best teams in the American League, one of the moments where you have to start defining yourself, one of the moments where you have to keep things going, win a third in a row for the first time since April. That's the guy that you want on the mound, and that's the guy who delivered.
Jeff, can I ask you a question? When Crochet led up the home run, let's say after that inning ended, you're going to the bottom of the ninth. How did you feel about the Red Sox chances to win the game? Because earlier in the season, I'll tell you, every single time the Red Sox would be in the late innings in a tie game, my heart knew.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Did it feel different to you?
I was scared. But the thing is, the last two Tampa games, I felt the same way. I mean, when the Red Sox are leading 4-3 in the sixth, I didn't expect them to win 4-3 in the ninth. I just assumed that they were going to give up runs, and they didn't. So I was feeling a little bit better. But I was on the edge. I mean, I really did feel like, if they lose this game, then we're back to saying, here we are, we always fall short. That's going to be the season. And now I feel completely different. I mean, I feel like we're one game under 500. I feel like, Cora always talks about those streaks and putting wins together. Like, I feel much more positive. I wish I felt the same way about Breslow, because I don't know what's going on with Breslow at this point, but I'm feeling a lot more confident about Cora and the team.
Yeah, we'll get to the Sam Kennedy and Breslow stuff a little bit later. But, Jeff, thanks, man. Always good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Jacob in Connecticut, what's going on, Jacob?
Hey, I hope you guys are doing good today.
Awesome.
I just wanted to add on to what Jeff was saying. I think I'm not quite there yet. First of all, I was at the game last night. That was the most crazy Red Sox game I think I've ever been to. I haven't been to really any playoffs games, but that was phenomenal. The hype when Crochet went out, my eyes were glued to the bullpen. That was humongous when he came out in the ninth. But once we finished the ninth and then Whitlock came out, I'm not going to lie, I got very nervous. I know he's been doing better the past few games, but I was really nervous on that. So I'm still not quite there that we're going to be winning every single game. If we can keep winning these one-run games, I know that's a stat that's been thrown around a ton, but if we can the next, 5 to 10 games, if we can be pulling out these one-run games, I think we're in good shape. So,
yeah, Jacob, thanks for the call. I'm glad that you were there last night to sort of give that perspective of things. And, you know, I think that, you know, we talk about Narvaez. Also making that happen. Making that, yes, he got the game-winning hit, but to get to that point, the throwing the guy out at third.
Crazy throw.
I mean, who is it? Oh, I was just going to use this word, and I'm thinking someone else used this word, and it was Crochet. Crochet called him. He's been a revelation. That's what he's been, a revelation. And think about you bite the bullet, and you trade one of the top catching prospects in baseball, and Kyle Teal, the guy who was supposed to be your foundational guy, the guy who was supposed to be what Adley Rutschman was supposed to be for Baltimore. This guy, one of the hardest positions to get. You trade away because you know that you need to do that in order to get another huge, huge piece of the puzzle, Crochet. So you know, hey, you know what? We're just going to have to figure this out. And then to have this guy be dropped in your lap, not dropped in your lap, you went and got him. But, oh, my goodness. Like, talk about the twist of fate of this team, of this organization, of things that so many things have gone wrong, and this actually went right. It did feel, you mentioned Whitlock, it did feel like the Whitlock thing all over again, right?
If you want to, and because I think it was Jeff said, I don't know what's going on with Breslow. If you want to get on Breslow, and I think there's plenty to get on him for, you also got to give your flowers for the Carlos Narvaez move, which, like, obviously a bunch of the fan base wanted them to go out and get Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet is an awesome pitcher. He was an awesome pitcher last.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here, everyone wanted him. It's just a matter of, are you willing to meet the price? Carlos Narvaez, I mean, out of nowhere, right? Like, I know the Yankees are the catching factory, but, like, how could you have predicted? What does he not do well? He does everything well.
Right. And the only thing that they were wondering about is offense. In case people don't know, at the end of April, he makes a little bit of adjustment, go back and look the film. He opens up his stance a little bit. Then he just takes off. And is he going to make the All-Star team? I don't know.
Like, he deserves it. Go vote. He deserves it, Rob. Go vote. Red Sox fans.
Raleigh's gonna. What are you talking about?
Kyle Raleigh. You're right. The vote actually is meaningless.
Yeah, meaningless. Like what?
But
he
deserves the backup spot.
Super. Go vote.
Oh, super. Come on. If Carlos Narvaez makes the All-Star team.
Right. It has nothing to do with a vote.
You're right. Because
Cal Raleigh should win it.
You're right. It's going to be the players and the coaches.
I'm going to say don't vote.
Oh, don't listen to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The other part of it is like, as good as Narvaez has been, it's going to be the on-paper numbers, and Alejandro Kirk's hitting, what, 325 in Toronto?
Well, he's also, if you go back to, if you want to go into deep dive of the framing stuff, he's really good.
Oh, he's unreal behind the dish.
Yeah.
He's actually like,
there's a couple guys. Average, the guy here, Austin Wells, is having a really good year. Yep.
You know who else is?
The kid from Detroit, Dingler.
You know who else is having a really good year behind the plate defensively?
Kyle Teal.
The Narv.
All right. Hey, if Carlos Narvaez makes the All-Star team.
Here we go.
I will fly Gordo to Atlanta.
Let's go.
We're
back.
Yeah.
That's feasible.
This
that's
is a
crazy
throwback.
I mean, I'm not giving him a place to stay or a press credential or a ticket or anything. I'm just saying I'll fly him.
He's just playing for the flight back too, or just one flight?
Nah, just the flight
there. It's funny too, going back to Breslow, you can pinpoint his best day as President.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's December 11th. Yeah. You got Crochet and Carlos Narvaez the same day.
And I said, I think you guys went on Playtesi and said, this is, forget about Crochet, this moment where we got Carlos Narvaez is the biggest moment in the offseason, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah. And then going back to April when Connor Wong went down, do you remember like the hysteria? Like, oh, my God, Narvaez is going to start every game the next couple of weeks?
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. Which is the most, to this date, not the bigger picture.
Yep.
Which is the more impactful acquisition on December 11th?
Crochet.
But you say it with a little
bit of... I know. I smirk when I say it because it's a fair question. I think the answer is Crochet, but it's a fair question.
I mean, Crochet, if you look at it, you know, obviously up until recently, the team was 500 when he pitched. We all know, and this is by no stretch of the imagination diminishing what Crochet is. We just said it. But that's how important Carlos Narvaez has been.
And the fact that it's a debate is what's crazy.
I know.
Because you have a top five pitcher in the game.
Yes.
But the thing with Narvaez, too, is he's great behind the dish. He's hitting and all this stuff. The other part of this is the Sox had a good three-week stretch where whoever they put in that four hole, slump.
This is a good
slump.
Point.
They put Story there, slump. Abayu, they slump.
Not even close. Their OPS... In the cleanup spot was like 500.
Yeah,
and far and away the worst in baseball.
And then he steps up from the 7 or 8 hole.
Out of all people to not slump in that spot.
Think about that lineup. The first four hitters they had last night.
Yeah,
Rob Refsnyder, Rafael Devers, Romy Gonzalez, Carlos Narvaez.
What a top four.
Then Roman Anthony, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
There you go. All right, Stephen Fall River. Hey, Steve, how are you?
What a pickle that is.
Steve, what's up? Steve.
I gave all the.
All right, we'll get back to Steve. Tell Steve to call back. Or don't. All right, so we got a surprise guest coming on at 2 o'clock, coming down the studio. The only thing that I can't say, this is what I'll say.
It's Heim Bloom, isn't it?
The only thing I can say is that this person is one of the MVPs of the Red Sox season so far. And also, he is going to be helping with another endeavor we're going to do. We know the Wasabi Challenge. Everyone knows, talks about it. Now we are pivoting to the Alex Bregman Salsa, Wild Soul Salsa. We are doing the Alex Bregman Salsa Challenge with you two, and this person is going to help officiate that.
Is it John Henry?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I knew it.
I cannot confirm or deny. All right, but they're coming in at 2. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a great, great beginning of this show. Tom, you've been awesome. Yell McFarlane again, Tom.
McFarlane!
Thank you. One of the best in the business.
Good reaction time, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His pop time on McFarlane. Awesome.
It's like Carlos Narvaez-esque.
Yeah, it's true. All right, 617-779-7937. Be back after this.
Most people are in a different place emotionally when they're with me.
All right, let's go. Rob Bradford. Baseball's and Boring Show, Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. It's a good time to be alive. Gordo, Pat, you guys now know the very special mystery guest because he just walked in, but we're not going to tell everybody. We're going to wait till 2 o'clock. But you're very happy. I can tell you both are very happy.
He wasn't lying.
No. One of the MVPs of the season so far. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Steve in Fall River, what's going on, Steve? How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Great.
So the low point probably was his Giolito start a few weeks ago. He gave up all kinds of runs, and then the other guy came in and had a lousy start, and all of a sudden they're 5 or 6 games below 500. They can't win 1-1 games. They're a stupid team. All this nonsense I was hearing. And it was clearly that they needed to get more out of their starting pitching, I was telling friends. And I like the fact that they were trying to put people in place and it would come around because they have a lot of options as starting pitcher. Guys that just have to get back to their baseline. I don't have to have career years. Just get back to your baseline. Give us 6 or 7 innings. Why is that something so magical? And lo and behold, that's happened. Last night I'm watching probably the first time this kid pitch, and I texted my friends. I said, can you thank Chaim Bloom for this guy being here? Why am I thanking Chaim Bloom for this pitcher being here last night, Rob? Because he didn't listen to you and trade one of these guys away at the trade deadline.
See you, Steve. Bye. See you. Bye, Tom. Enough. I can't do this. I can't do this. We did this argument. I tried to do
Steve
again.
He's
making stuff up. I can't do it. I can't.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rob said he should trade the entire farm system.
I don't like it. Steve calls. Like, this is not your way back onto the airwaves, Steve, to keep lying and making stuff up.
He said they should trade Anthony and Maya for rentals.
I was like, okay, good for you. Yes, pitching's important. Good for you. Anyway, all right. Let's get back on track here. All right, fellas. We have a very, very important guest coming up, one of the MVPs of the season, and also a person who is going to help execute a new feature to the Baseballs and Borings program. And that is the Alex Bregman Salsa Challenge. Look, you all right, Pat?
Honestly, no.
All right. All right. Nothing. Let me just say this. Nothing is better for a morning after 12 Bud Lights than some Wild Soul Salsa, which is Alex Bregman Salsa, right? That's just a tease. Look at Pat's face. All right. Well, we're going to keep talking Red Sox. We're going to keep talking baseball because, baseball isn't boring, and neither is this show. All right. Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, Fenway Park. Be back right after this. Meow, 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 meow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.